Real English from BBC Learning English.
Welcome to Real English from BBC Learning English. I'm Jo.
大家好，我是杨丽。在地道英语节目中，我们将学到很多现代英式英语中的新词汇和俗语。
Today, we're looking at the word mug. M-U-G, mug. If a person is a mug, it means they're very easily deceived and a little stupid.
原来 a mug 还可以用来形容一个轻信别人的大傻瓜。Wow, Joe, 你能举个例子吗？
Well, perhaps you have a lazy colleague who tells you they have a lot of work and need you to do some. So you do the extra work as well as your work. You're really busy, but really, the lazy colleague isn't too busy. They just don't want to work.
一些懒惰的同事骗你说他们忙不过来，你信以为真，马上动手帮忙。结果呢，你被搞得很紧张。其实啊，那些人并不忙，他们完全是在利用你。
And if you were tricked in that way, you would be a bit of a mug. Let's listen to another example.
What's the matter?
I feel like a right mug.Someone just came up to me and asked me if I could change £1 for 2 50-pence pieces. They took the pound and ran off.
讲话者说他觉得自己好像是个大傻瓜 a mug, 因为别人想把一磅钱换成两个50-pence式的零钱，结果呢，对方把两份钱都抓在手里跑掉了。So being a mug isn't a very nice thing to be, is it, Joe?
Not really, Lily. I feel like a mug, actually, Lily.I always buy you lunch, and you never buy me anything. I thought you were my friend, and we'd share.
Oh, dear. 你觉得我只取不付出是在占便宜？其实我可不是这样的人。Sorry, Joe. I just forget. Come on, I'll buy you lunch today. I don't want you to feel like a mug. And there's today's word, mug. 傻瓜，笨蛋。
That's all from BBC Learning English for today. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Real English from BBC Learning English.